The Dave Damaschek Football Program. Available on Apple Podcasts and at NFL.com/DDFP. Now here's your host, Dave Damaschek.
All right, here we go. And I'm excited to say this here in Dallas, Texas, that the last time I got together with somebody in Texas and he was a pro football player, about 1 year later, he won the Super Bowl. His name, Malcolm Jenkins.
Okay.
So,
yes, sir.
So we're one for one now.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can go two for two.
All right, let's make it happen.
First question for you, DeMarcus Lawrence, is do you lift?
Do I lift?
Yes.
Driving lift? That type of lift? Or
I think you know what I mean.
Well, you know I lift weights. I
mean, lift weights.
I can't, my body don't look this good, you know, just walking around. So I Mine lift either. Weights. But like lift driving, I haven't tried it yet because once I downloaded the Uber app, it's like it's the same thing, you know. Mm-hmm. I heard Lyft is cheaper.
Mm-hmm. They don't even. But one knock against them is they don't even know how to spell. Like they name their company after the word Lyft, and then they misspell it. You know. So how much am I supposed to trust that they're going to be able to
right.
figure out my destination?
How they know they're going to drive in the right lane?
You know what I mean.
I feel you.
Now, this restaurant is very popular among you and your pals
uh-huh.
who wear the star on the side of your hats. Dak and Zeke come here, apparently, quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get the invite when they're on their way here?
Well, you know, we get it there like once a year.
Once a year? They eat here like three times a week from what I hear.
Yeah.
Once a year?
It's expensive to have the whole D-line here. You know, we big boys, so we mm-hmm. eat a lot. But we go out every Thursday and do D-line dinner, so we go out to different restaurants around the city. Show our love and appreciation for those restaurants too.
You guys have like, is it like a clique in high school where you talk bad about the offense? Like, Dak thinks he's so great, you know, like that kind of thing?
No, of course not. But you know, like we'll tell like Coach Marinelli where we having a restaurant at, and like he'll send something to the restaurant, like he'll print out like papers. It's so funny. I wish I had one in front of you, but like they have like the menu, and he'll change the menu and make it like our names, you know, like so like he called me the Racing Lizard. I don't know why, you know, but anyways.
Well, wait a second. What does that mean? You can't just breeze past that. Why are you the racing lizard?
I mean, he says I'm fast and I'm slippery, so he called me the Racing Lizard on the field or whatever. So he had like Racing Lizard soup. Like, it'd be so funny. So he'd just be looking at it or whatever, and then he'd have our play calls on the back and stuff. We'd look at that for a while, and then we'd go into our manly talk.
Man, oh, man, is that that's connected.
Oh, yeah.
I want to reach a place in life where I can call ahead to a restaurant and say, change the menu to my liking.
Well,
so I can make a joke.
He just sent an email of already made up, so it's pretty cool.
Wow, yeah. That is great.
Yeah.
So that's something you do every week in season as you head
every
out
week.
With the fellas?
Oh, yeah.
Really? And
yeah.
What do you talk about? Do you talk about the game upcoming, last week's game, or anything but football?
Well, we usually watch like Thursday night football. Think y'all do Thursday night football no more, do we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah?
What do you mean,
okay.
Do we still do it?
I don't know. It's when football they cut out. I forgot. It's Saturday night football or what is it?
Not that I heard about.
It's something they cut out. But anyways.
Well, no, they're keeping Thursday night football.
Yeah, yeah. So we go Thursday, we watch the football game. I like the big screen, like the TV over there, you know, watch the TV, eat, you know, talk.
Some life, yeah. Right? Do you think about that all the, or how often does it occur to you, if ever? Do you ever think, man, I'm in my 20s, and mm-hmm. I get to go out for fancy steaks every night of the week if I want to?
Yeah.
I'm sure in Dallas, Texas, America's team, fine, but in Dallas, Texas, mm-hmm. this is, you know, people talk about your team quite a bit. To be
a
star player. In Dallas, well, I mean, do you feel impossibly lucky? What's your frame of mind?
Right. I mean, Dallas is prime real estate. You know, you get to come out here and, you know, enjoy life. But at the same time, like, all eyes are on you. So, you know, you got to watch every step you make, every move that you really, you know, take. So it's really like you start to recognize it as a rookie coming in, like, oh man, it's nice. Like I get to eat like this. I don't have to eat ramen noodles no more in college, you know. So you recognize that as a rookie, and then like you start to see over time, like okay, like this is how it's gonna be. So now I got to be smarter with my funds, You know, now I know I have to pay one week of D-line dinner, so I'm not going to go out clubbing, you know, 2 weeks straight, you know what I mean? So it's just, you know, maintaining and just growing as a man, you know, and having another man around you, it helps you grow.
The thing for me is it would be terrible the worst place I could go if I were a player would be New Orleans, because they don't even pretend they're to have, they don't even like give you like, well, we also have the grilled chicken. Yeah. If you prefer, sir, or they don't even put that on their menus.
Right.
They don't indulge that. I would be really, really fat quickly. But again, if I just had endless amounts of loot, I think I would eat in a place like this every night of the week too, and that would be difficult, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. They always find a formula, you know, to win. Especially last year, you know, they found that recipe. So, I mean, it ain't got nothing to do with the food. It probably is something in the food, you know, all the crawfish, huh?
Yeah, well, I hear, by the way, you're a cook, huh?
Oh, yeah, you know, I can sauce it up a little bit.
What's a specialty in your kitchen?
I got mac and cheese. I'm a good griller. I mean...
You mean good mac and cheese?
No, I make the best.
You just
can't... I can't tell you all my secrets.
How many cheeses?
Three.
Really? What's the best kind of cheese for a mac and cheese?
Velveeta.
A Velveeta?
Yeah. Well, it's not really three cheeses. It's Velveeta, cheddar, and sour cream. Yeah.
Sour cream. That is an interesting ingredient in there. Yeah. What else you whip up?
I got the
grill.
You
like to entertain?
Entertain.
Bring a friend over, you know?
Yeah, I mean, my boy Anthony Hitchens, we always be cooking out together or whatever. I'm actually going to go up there for my birthday on the 28th this Saturday. You know, instead of sticking around for the draft, I go up there, you know, different city, different atmosphere.
Maybe we'll get a candle in your steak here that's coming out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need that right now. It's too early in the day, you know. It's going to mess up my figure.
That's not going to mess up your figure. And if we bring you a steak with a candle in it, I'll thank you to accept it, you know, without...
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to accept it. And I'm just telling you before you bring it out.
I've been watching a little All or Nothing here, and the first thing that jumps out, I can't imagine any human being would react to anything other than Jason Garrett's a potty mouth. Is that, who knew? These are the words they teach at Ivy League schools, right?
Oh, man. You know, once you being yourself around a group of guys that you love, like, it's kind of hard, you know, to watch what you say, even though the cameras is on. I mean, I don't even think he really noticed. You know, I seen two episodes of it. I didn't get to see the rest of it, so I don't know how many.
I see 90 in it quite a bit.
90? Me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I seen me the first episode.
The Slippery Lizard himself.
No, Racing Lizard.
I saw. Oh, because you're Slippery, yeah. You're the Racing Lizard. Okay. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter because you already have a cool nickname.
Right.
Tank. Where did that come from?
That's a childhood nickname. Just growing up, my grandma named my big brother Mank. So M-A-N-K, and then like I was outside playing basketball with a couple of his friends. My brother's like 12 years older than me, so remind yourself of that. And like I'm outside playing with his friends. I'm about 7 years old, and like one of them DDT'd me on my head, the Diamond Dallas Page or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's like, oh, I tanked him on his head. And then it stayed with me from then on. You know?
I like it. You've turned this negative origin of the nickname into something.
Oh, yeah. I tell him thank you every time I go home. And I say, hey, he still owe me that rematch. You know?
That's right. Well, you could take him that way.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What a thing, though, for that guy. You should think about it from his perspective. He once beat up an NFL defensive lineman. That's a feather in his cap.
He ain't beat me up. He just
DDT'd you. What's he going to?
Nah, I don't lose too often.
Don't give me a look like that. I'm like, I just was reminiscing with you about.
You said beat up. You know, I took offense. It kind of hurt me. You know, I don't be losing. I don't take L's like that.
All right. Well, either way, Tank is a great nickname. However, you came by it, as long as you didn't give it to yourself, because that's
you can't give your own self a nickname.
Well, Peyton Manning, I think, kind of gave himself Sheriff, even though Sheriff. I never heard him. I never heard in my life anyone say like, oh. Look out, because the sheriff's coming. Nobody ever said that. And then, like, right before he retired, like, oh, yeah, he's the sheriff.
It's kind of funny. I got a guy on my team. He actually came from Kansas City named Justin Lillard March. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? So the movie came out. You know how Saw have all these movies. So the movie Jigsaw came out. He went and seen the movie, and he gave himself the name Jigsaw. No. I'm like, bro, like, come on, why you do that? Like, so he tell everybody, like, hey, bro, don't call me Justin, just call me Jay. So I'm like, bro, do not call him that. Like,
he good, that's himself. The righteous yeah, move. It might like, seem mean-spirited, but you can't let people run around giving themselves swear, nicknames.
Man. You know, some people crazy.
Let's figure out, what is what's Zeke's nickname?
It's all he do right here.
Cereal, right?
Eat.
Soup. Eats it all.
Yeah, he eat everything.
That's why.
I mean, you know.
You know what? Listen, maybe you could, like, a little side business.
I think I got one for him. Call him Crumbs.
Crumbs.
Yeah, since he want to eat up everything.
I love it.
Yeah, call him Crumbs.
That's okay. That's good. Crumbs it is for you, Zeke Elliott. You know, be notified as when 2018 starts.
Oh yeah.
This could be. You say you're focused on, you know, making some money, you know, and doing the right thing as a grown up. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could get a little cottage industry where you help him get endorsement deals like cereal or soup. You know, like what? Mm. Why not? Why isn't Captain Crunch in business? With Zeke Elliott, get 10% for bringing that to Zeke, you know?
Oh, man. Hey, that's a good idea, you know? So, basically, that's not my line of work. I'm not, you know, good with those contract negotiations. Zeke probably want more, you know, to be on the face of Captain Crunch box. I don't know how to negotiate his number with Captain Crunch.
That'd be, you know what, though? My mind is now wandering with, like, him replacing the old man face on Captain Crunch, and it's Zeke, but he's dressed like a captain.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then you're just, like, leaning in on the side, like, you know, I need to get paid.
In the back like this. Huh?
Right, something like that. What about, what about Dak, now if we're giving out nicknames, you know?
Man, DP4, you know, that's that. I mean, it's kind of hard just to get anybody a nickname. I mean.
Well, Crumbs, it sounds like he earns that one, so
yeah,
I like that.
I mean, but you got to tie the nickname with their personality, you know. And
he seems delightful. I've talked to him a couple of times, Dak.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Dak, I mean.
You like
him. He's a pretty boy. You know, he's a quarterback.
He's not pretty. He's a handsome devil. He's a, you know, he's ruggedly handsome. He's got that square jaw.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean. So it's really kind of hard, you know, to think of a delicate but fierce name. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So,
well, that's pretty cool. We're
going to think about that one.
Let's play. Ooh, look at. Uh-oh.
Are you serious?
I wasn't playing a game with you. Listen, Tank Lawrence, we come down to Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
Let's tomahawk.
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
Man, that's
look at
crazy.
That. You'll eat that thing.
Man, Coach Marinelli is going to kill me.
That's good. That's nice red meat for you. That's a good. That's a
Thanks,
good meal
man.
For you.
Oh wow! And you made me wear all white today. Oh wow, man!
You strike me as a bigger than normal human being. How many calories do you take in each day? To me, in my brain, this is what NFL defensive linemen eat every day, at least twice a day.
Who won?
Yeah.
Nah.
I'll eat a bite of it if you want me to.
Of course. I mean, unless your name is Snacks or something like that.
Or Crumbs.
Or Crumbs, yeah. Right, this is a meal for one of those D-linemen.
Look at that cream corn. We got your favorite, your mac and cheese, the second best in the world.
You know, even
Tank Lawrence's.
Even though this is a fancy restaurant, Tony Romo made them start selling pizza here.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's very true. So now, like, for large parties, they sell pizzas.
I love it. Let's play a little. That brings me to you. Say nice things about Dak. You say nice things about Romo. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Let's play 4 or 9. It's
four
a new game
nine?
I've just come up with right now. 4 or 9.
See, you ain't going to make me be on the spot, even though I love both of them genuinely. My rookie
I'm not asking
year.
You to choose. We'll get... Don't ruin it all by just jumping to who you like better.
Oh, okay.
Let's start here. Who would you rather get in the car with and drive across the country?
Across the country? That's a real question right now. I mean, Tony's funny, dude. Like, across the country. I say Tony.
Tony, going to go across the country with Tony.
Yeah.
If we were sitting here, and as we have today, a feast before us, when the bill comes, who's more likely to reach out and grab that bill, Romo or Dak?
Mm. Let me see how many times I had a dinner with Dak and dinner with Romo. I say Romo if we're here, for sure.
Wait a second. Dak let you get the bill? Dak's the man. He's the QB. That's what he's got to do. Ford's got to go for that thing.
Yeah, but by the time I got here, Tony was big paid, you know.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, so Tony would have did it, for sure.
Who's better at Madden?
Oh, Tony, for sure.
Do you know I have intel on him that he decided that he didn't play Madden until after he retired and decided he got a tip from a couple friends of mine that a good way to prepare for broadcasting would be to
listen
talk
to
over the Madden because it would pace out how much talking time he had before the next play and everything. Uh-huh. And so he did that, and within an hour, he was online beating everybody in the world at Madden. He could diagnose what the other team was trying to do and beat them.
I mean, I don't see Tony whip up on a lot of players on our team, including Dez, and Dez pretty good, you know.
Let's talk about 2016.
Okay.
Really good team.
Mm-hmm.
Team with Super Bowl aspirations, legitimate. Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever talk, with no disrespect to Dak, but, you know, he was dropped into a situation, he rose much better than anybody anticipated. Nobody thought this kid was going to walk in there and dominate the way he did. However, do you guys ever think about if it had been 9, maybe you go a little further? Does that maybe you don't even get that far if it had been 9?
I mean, I don't think nobody on the team like sits down and talk about it. You know, it probably crossed a couple of people's mind. You know, you always gonna have that what if in the back of your mind when you go so far and then, you know, lose in the second round again. So, I mean, you know, we don't did it with Tony, we did it with Dak. So we really can't, you know, say like, oh, one quarterback would be better in that situation. You know, because both of them, you know, lost in the second round. I mean. Shoot, you know, like, you just can't sit here and blame it on the quarterbacks because I was on them teams too, you know. So
I'm not casting aspersions or blame. I wonder if that you guys ever think about, like, because, you know, at the start of September it was like, well, what are the Cowboys going to do? They got the fifth round pick in there. Right. What's he going to be able to do? And then he sets the world on fire.
I mean, yeah, and that's always the thing. It's always going to be what the Cowboys are going to do, you know. I don't know if that's how Jerry, you know, tries to build a business, you know, just stay in the media or what, like, but that's the way it is, you know, so.
Around the draft, Jerry said that he was not going to stick his nose into what the war room wanted to do with the first round and beyond. Mm-hmm. I always think.
What did he say that this year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, he's done it before, though. I know, I've heard that Steven had to talk Jerry out of one of drafting Johnny Manziel a couple of years ago. That would have turned things a little bit differently in Dallas, Texas.
That's crazy.
If you're an owner of a pro team, wouldn't you be all over like, hey, I want that guy? I would be. Well, Mr. Damashek, you know, we're experts, really. Why don't you keep your? I own the team. I'm gonna weigh in on who's on it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you just can't fall in love with somebody just because they look good. You know what I mean? So, not saying Johnny Manziel looks good. I'm just saying like he looks good on the field. He's a Showtime player, like. You know, you got to tie what's good for your team, man.
But that's not good advice with women, though. You shouldn't fall in love with her just because she's good.
Yeah, right. That's for women too.
That's powerful. That's good. Yeah. That's not just football.
Looks can be deceiving.
About. We're talking game of life now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know it.
I don't. With food in front of you, I hate to bring this up. Mm-hmm. When I was flying, or anytime I fly, pretty much it seems like I look around and somebody within arm's length has taken their shoes and socks off on the plane.
I don't know about socks.
Well, I do know that it's inappropriate, you know. Where do you come down on that? Does anyone on the Cowboys team flight pull that move? And what do you say to them when they do?
I mean, if I'm on a commercial flight, I still pull it. Even if I'm not with the team, I take my shoes off.
You take your shoes off?
Of course. Yes. Yes.
Not the socks?
Gotta get comfortable, man. No, not the socks.
That is a bridge too far.
Like you see these critters, you be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he did that, you know. But I keep the slots on, protect myself.
I mean, I got to say, we don't park our cars in the same garage.
No,
I mean,
you know.
It's wrong to be taking your shoes off.
No.
You're not in your living room.
I mean, yeah, but then again, like, you traveling on business. You got your, you know, nice church shoes on. Like, bro, I'm traveling 2.5 hours. I'm not going to have my dogs barking. You know, just
there's an in-between. You don't have to get dressed up like it's 1942.
Yeah, but, I know. You know, they hang up your jacket for you. They do all nice things, but I still got to be comfortable.
Here's what I want you to do, speaking of fashion. Mm-hmm. Retro fashion. A little dressier, chapeau. You know, before Garrett, there was a coach named Landry. Mm-hmm. There's streets around here named after him and everything. Talk to Jason Garrett. Maybe he wears a fedora this year. What do you think about that? Wouldn't that be a cool look? Would you respect him more?
No, because I already know Coach, you know, as the man he is right now. So, you know, I walk by and I'm like, man, bro, why you got that on? Like, come on, man, just take it off, you know.
But he needs that thing because, like, Belichick, you know, he does the hoodie weirdness and you don't want to go down that road. What do you think of that, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know, man. He just got that signature, you know. It's working for him, so.
I guess. He
got to find his own swag, you know.
You got to find some steak, you know, in your belly.
Man, it's just like, say you eat before you go to the grocery store.
That is truffle butter.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah, but if you eat before you go to the grocery store, you ain't going to want to buy nothing because you're already full, you know. The same thing with this.
What?
I ate some chips and dip.
Chips and dip.
Yeah, I'm a big chip guy. What
kind of chip?
Doritos for sure.
The original flavor.
Yeah, nacho cheese. Crazy thing is, like,
what do you dip into a Dorito, or put on a Dorito? Doritos already got its flavor.
That's the crazy thing. Like, I dip in cheese dip.
One thing. If you dipped it into salsa, then I don't even know what.
No, none of that. And also, I don't know how I started eating Doritos, but, like, you know, like, I wanted to do, like, commercials when I was growing up, like, aside from football, but, like, the Doritos commercials, I wanted to do all those for sure.
You wanted to be in, that was your dream growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Pro football or commercial actor?
Mm-hmm.
Funny ones or, like, you know, serious testimonials, like, come on down to, you know, Plano dealership
buy. No, none of that.
You don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, I wanted to be the funny one with the Doritos.
I'm going to reach over and eat more steak because it's delicious.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, I'm just so full.
This is one of the better steaks I've had.
You know, from going from eating salads around this time, you know, and then salmon.
That's what the menu is? For somebody your size, that's your menu every day?
Yeah, man. I mean, like, during the season, I can eat this because I'm working harder. Right. Like, you know, I'm always waking up at 6:30. Like, I'm always burning. So,
but you're not one of those guys. You're not like, I've seen them in different sports. You can just tell by looking at them. They're big bone guys. Like, that guy better not get off the workout program for 6 weeks or he's going to
get if I get off in 6 weeks, like, oh man, I'd be looking bad.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, real bad. So, I just watch myself. I know, you know, times for weigh-ins are coming. And the older you get, I'm starting to learn, it's harder to get the weight off you.
Oh, stop it. You're 26 years old. Don't
complain
to me.
Man, I'm old, bro. Football years.
All right, I guess so. But let's make sure we get Garrett in that hat, because that would be a good look for him. Maybe he could do like a Vince Lombardi thing where he goes with the shirt sleeves and the tie, and then he goes with the chapeau
on
top.
Garrett was a quarterback. So you think, you know, all quarterbacks think they look good in some kind of way.
Hmm.
You know, no offense to Coach Garrett, you know, but he know what it is.
What do you make of this? It's pretty cool to go from Boise State, non-Big Five, like this underdog kind of program kind of thing, and for you to land and perform the way you have. By the way, 14.5 in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get you one of these for 2018. Or maybe even a better price if you can predict accurately how many you're going to get in 2018.
See, the thing is, like, people always ask me this, and, you know, like, I don't want to just like shut them out, be like, yeah, I'm going to get this many or whatever.
Well,
like,
I think you should.
Nah, because I feel like, you know, that's putting the ceiling over yourself on your limits and how you can reach
your
goals.
So if you get to like 23 and it's week 15, right, you're like, well, I better not do any more because I want to get that
Or you start slacking off and, you know, not performing the way you was, you know, the first 15 games, you know. So it's like, all right, I say I'm going to get, you know, 19, 20, you know, but the record is right there. So why would I say that? You know,
interesting,
I mean?
Interesting strategy. Yeah, like we say, I mean, this is a pretty cool spot for a guy your age to land in, to maybe the most popular team in not just football but in sports.
Right.
But then you see Dez Bryant, the way he parts ways with the Cowboys. I mean, there's almost nobody. Peyton Manning didn't make it his full career with the Colts. What's your frame of mind?
You know, like when you invest your time and all your energy into one thing, like you don't have no choice but to start to love it. You know what I mean? Like, and that's just aside from the football game, but you know, the organization, like the brotherhood that you have in the locker room, like, you know, the coaching staff, like all the little, you know, scenarios around you, like you just start to love it. You start to embrace it. And now like, oh, we don't want you no more. We don't think you're good enough or this happened. We need this guy, you know, so we can't pay you this much or whatever. Like, you feel like you shut out, you know what I mean? Like, wow, like, I did this for you. Like, now you're turning your back on me. Like, even though it's a business, I look at it as family, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting. But that, yeah, to your point, I feel like a lot of guys I talk to are, they consider their college, their family, and they keep their eye on their college team more than they do, to some degree, even their own team, because of what you're talking about. The non-business side of it.
Right, and yeah, that's the main thing. Like, you just see, you know, business out of everybody, you know, and I mean, like, out of every team, but, you know, I mean, you can't help it. You're just trying to win, right? You know?
So, I mean, I can't imagine you walk out onto a football field and they're thinking about money. Guys are running full speed on purpose into you. You have more important things to worry about.
I mean, I just think about my family, you know, like, if you try to take me out, you trying to take me away from my family. And the only way my family eat is because of me. So, like, it's either me or you, bro, and I can't go, you know? That's how I look at it.
Boy, that's great. What about, let's say a little more 4 or 9. Which guy is more likely?
Oh, bro, you might as well just take
this. I think this is
you know, you about to clean it
can
up.
Can I tell you something? This is going to be, and I've had a few things in my life. I've won 3 straight Connect Four titles in my life. In Hebrew school, when it wrapped
Hebrew
up on the
school.
Last day of Hebrew school.
What?
Yeah. But you're surprised?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
I would never guessed.
Really? Yeah. Well, either way, at the end of it, last day, Hebrew school's wrapping up after many years, my classmates voted me the all-time most valuable Jew. That's true. They did because I was a disruptor. Nobody wants, you know, who wants to sit in any kind of school and learn stuff? Yeah. So I was disruptive and
sacrifice yourself for the school.
Right. Okay. And so as a show of appreciation, that was the honor I received.
You know, a lot of schools, when they vote like the class clown and, you know, the most, you know, valuable to not be successful or anything, that's always the ones that come out, you know, being successful and you see on TV and stuff, you're like, bro, like, I can look back in my yearbook and he was the class clown. Like, that's crazy. I mean, so it's kind of funny.
Yeah, well, I mean, but this is now going to be, this may trump everything. I'm going to eat an entire tomahawk steak while a gigantic pro football player watches his waistline and watches me eat the whole steak.
Yeah, summer coming up, bro.
I don't have anything to, I don't have anybody impressed, believe me.
Yeah, I know. My girl ain't going to look at me and be like, nah, babe, just stay in the room. Don't even come on the beach today. Nah, I'll be there.
You're a football guy. You know, this is what you've wanted to do. You're in college. I assume that was at least among your main focuses while you're at Boise. It works out to the extent that you get drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. You come here. But, of course, like we say, the Cowboys, even among the 32 teams, have a different level of focus on them.
Right.
How weird is it to realize, at what point do you realize, oh, now everybody's watching me, and you say about whispering in somebody's ear innocently. Right. How quickly do you become aware, like, I just can't act like I'm an anonymous person walking down the street because everybody's looking at me?
I feel like you don't really understand it as a rookie. You know, you're coming from, you know, a college, you know, and now everybody just want a piece of you. Everybody, you know, just want to, you know, grab attach themselves to you. So, I mean, by your second year, you really start to understand, like, bro, like, why do I even talk to this dude? Like, what's his purpose, you know, to be in my circle, you know? And, you know, you really start to understand.
Is that a real thing? People are trying to ingratiate themselves to you so they get to be pally, like buying you a steak?
For sure. I mean, you meet a dude out, like, yeah, bro, like, I got this suit company, you know, like, or I got this, you know, DJ booth, you know, or whatever, like, you want to lay down some tracks or whatever, you can come over, like, man, yeah, of course, you know, like, I try, but I'm not even a rapper. Why would I want to do that? You know, like, so, well, like, it's different things.
I thought there was something I didn't know about you. I was like, so right, just being on the Dallas Cowboys is enough. Just come in and see. Maybe you'll like it.
Oh, yeah. Just stay tuned.
What, let's wrap it up with some quick fire stuff here. Who is the QB, the Super Bowl? It's Super Bowl 53. Mm-hmm. Which one's coming up? 53, right? 53. Wow, man, time moves fast.
Yeah, it does.
Super Bowl 53. There is 4 seconds ticking down on the clock. The Cowboys defense is on the field, backs against the wall, 2 yards away from glory for the team you're playing. Who's the QB you don't want running a bootleg, and only DeMarcus Lawrence is there to try and stop him? Who's the QB you don't want to see in that spot?
I smile because, you know, we lost twice, you know, in second round to this one guy. Why we even got to talk about this, bro?
I don't mean to drudge up things. I'm just asking you going forward because, like, you're in the Super Bowl. But you wouldn't play that guy in the Super Bowl, so this would have to be the NFC title good. Game. 12 is what you're talking about. Is he the best you've ever seen?
Yeah, he really is. I mean, but we talking about the Super Bowl, so...
Well, probably the guy you most want to see is Phil Rivers, given his foot speed. He's very good, but not exactly a fast guy. Yeah.
Well, I read boots pretty good, so you can put me in any situation with a quarterback.
That's a good answer. No one. I fear no one.
Yeah, I definitely don't, but, you know, if I had to go, you know, between any quarterback in the league, it'd have to be 12.
Yeah. I like to see, that's good. That makes him less than human in your mind. You don't want to see him as like Aaron. Just call him by his number. I like that.
Or Raj.
Who's the running back you'd least want to see running right at you in open space?
Open space?
Mm-hmm. Because you could get humiliated two ways that way. You could get trucked by a Marshawn or a LeGarrette type. Or you could get juked and not even put a finger on the guy like Lev Bell does to some guys.
Taj, pretty good. The big running back from Jaguars, what's his name?
Fournette,
yeah, he's nice. It's a lot of, you know, good running backs, good quarterbacks. It's, like, hard to pick, like, a top five, you know what I mean? Because you got to see what you'll do in that situation. Like, I'm one-on-one, bro. It's like...
Do you ever go 100% and Zeke's going 100% in practice?
No, I'm not going to go 100% because, I mean, that's why you train. Like, you train so, like, once you go on 90%, like, you know, everybody's like, okay, this is his best, you know. But if you go on 100%, that's how you really hurt yourself.
Last two questions. You can choose one NFC East foe to go 0-16 this year. Who do you want it to be?
I mean, the Giants was pretty close last year, so I ain't going to do them like that. Philly. Yeah.
You'd like to see them plummet.
Yeah, they
take some shame after their glory.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting too much shine right now. We got to stop that, you know.
And let's say, because we talk about the business, you know, if it's your desire to wear the star for the rest of your career, so be it. But if you had to leave for whatever reason, what uniform, just aesthetically, just because of fashion, which uniform would you most want to have to wear?
Just because of fashion? I mean, I love wearing red.
You love wearing red. Boy, you're jinxed a little bit then, because you wore blue. You played on a blue field. Now you wear blue all the time.
Yeah, I'm messed up in the head, bro. Don't judge me.
It keeps you hungry because everything's not perfect just yet.
Right, you know? Right. I don't even know all the red teams out there.
Chiefs. Redskins?
No, that's not really red. Nah, I don't like that red.
Good. See, I like that your answers are not like that. You have an answer ready. You seem happy with where you are. Right. You seem confident in where you're headed. Mm-hmm. And I get a vibe from you that the Cowboys are ready to kind of turn it around. You don't even think they need a receiver this year.
I mean, it works for the Patriots, so I can't say like, oh, we need a receiver. And, you know, Tom don't never have no receivers. He makes his receivers, you mm-hmm. know. So, you know, I'm going to let it be the fourth show, and, you know, let him, you know, do all the work.
And you're going to do the Vrabel bit this year. We've talked about it. You're going to catch some passes, right? That's the first. After you talk to Garrett, cowboy hat, the fedora.
I'll talk to Garrett and talk to Witt, see if he's trying to give me a rep.
I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense, especially with no Dez. You know, you want that physical presence down there in the red zone.
Well, my main purpose is
and you like red, so it all, you know.
You know, yeah, I got to protect the red. Mm. That's why they call me D-Law. I'm protector of the team.
And they call you the... flying lizard or whatever?
The racing lizard.
Racing, I don't know what it is. Either way, it's been delightful to eat this full steak while you watch me do it. Tank Lawrence, best of health to you. Have a happy birthday. Have a successful 2018 season. Maybe we'll see the Eagles go over, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Everything comes up Tank Lawrence. And if you... Oh, you didn't give me a number on your sack count for 2018. I like it. I like your reasoning for not giving me that.
Yeah,
I'll be happy to get you a steak. This time next year, if you're so inclined.
And just know I'm trying to be the best I can, and it'll be better than last year.
All right. Good luck with Coney Ealy and the rest of the fellas.
Yes, sir.
Can only improve Marinelli's defense. That's it from Dallas, Texas.
All right, thanks.
Tank Lawrence.